Report, Media Fact Checkers Lean Left. By Joel B. Polak on August 4, 2020. Cheryl Atkison of Real Clear Investigations published an analysis Tuesday of fact-checking authorities that are used to control content on social media platforms and found that many of them lean left, reinforcing an anti-conservative bias. Atkison wrote, "The fact-checkers are like-minded journalists or often liberal Silicon Valley gatekeepers, who frequently rely on partisan news sources and political activists to control narratives on a wide variety of issues and controversies. This small group of players exerts an oversized influence, using fact checks to shape and censor information. Keeping this in mind, the biggest inherent flaw with efforts to fact check information may lie in the qualifications, bias, and conflicts of interest among the ranks of the fact checkers themselves. One example is the fact-checking nonprofit First Draft, started by Google at the beginning of the 2016 election cycle. Google is owned by Alphabet Incorporated. Alphabet executives and employees comprise a politically active group that ranks among the largest political donors to Democrats in the country. During the 2016 campaign, Alphabet was led by an ardent Hillary Clinton supporter and campaign volunteer, Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt. Similar issues surround NewsGuard, an internet browser tool that rates the trustworthiness of news sources on search engines and social media sites. Created in 2018, it is funded in part by one of the largest PR, advertising, and data collection firms in the world, Publicis Group. Publicis is active on the progressive side of major issues and controversies from gender to race and climate. But 18 of the 20 members of Facebook's oversight board members have ties to Soros Open Society Foundations, which have spent billions of dollars on global initiatives aggressively advocating for the progressive side on topics ranging from immigration policy and climate to abortion, gender, and racial policies. Read Atkison's full article here. Breitbart News has documented the problem of biased fact-checking, a problem that has actually led to a backlash among social media users. In 2018, Facebook ended its practice of flagging fake news after it led users to share flagged articles more than they would have done otherwise. Twitter recently had to correct its own fact-check of a tweet by President Donald Trump about mail-in voting. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.